subscription to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah,
I'm so happy I hit that note.
Yeah, me too. We are energetic and rocking tonight.
Well, yes, we are.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to tonight's final recap of season 5 here at the Dance Mom Show after show here at AfterBuzz TV. We have made it.
Finally.
Yes.
Reunion.
There's not a bunch of like episodes after tonight, after last night. We are actually... The reunion show is here, y'all.
You guys made it.
Yeah. And we made it. We all made it. It's been a big commitment.
Well, we actually have it on good authority that this is the end of the season.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We talked to a guy who knows.
What?
He knows.
Who's that?
We have a very special guest for you guys here. As you know, we love our fans, and we love bringing you all of the hot news and gossip and the juicy tidbits and wonderful special guests. So tonight, we have the executive producer from Dance Moms himself, Jeff Collins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
I'm so thrilled to be here. You guys are such fans of the show, and we love what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in studio today. We appreciate it. So, what's up, everybody? I am still Candace Camacho, and you can...
Were you going to change?
No.
No, she has been for 32 episodes.
I have been for 32 episodes. I'm still the same. Woo!
But that gets big ratings, you know.
Yeah.
Changing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can tweet me.
I'm going to write that down.
You can tweet me directly at Candace_Camacho. And, of course, I would not even attempt to recap this multifaceted show on my own. Mm-hmm. And I am joined by two lovely ladies and a gorgeous co-host tonight.
Yes.
Well, what's your name?
We didn't get those compliments every 32 episodes, but I'll take it. Everybody, my name is Christy Olson. I have so enjoyed buzzing with this show about you. Please tweet me at Christy Reports.
And, of course, I am Tony Moore.
Aww.
You can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com. I always like to do my news anchor-like smile.
Cute.
And it's very cute. You guys need a photo
you guys are
of that
both.
On Instagram.
They're cute, Jeff. Aren't
they? We brought the cheese today.
Yes.
Okay, my turn. And I'm JJ Snyder. And I wore a sparkly dress. And Candace wore a pink ballet skirt because we are celebrating the end of the season.
We are.
We're feeling like dancers
tonight. I know. I'm channeling my inner ballerina myself. Yes. So.
I'm channeling.
Got a big old ballet skirt on under here.
The mommy ballet that you've been attending?
Yes, I have been.
Mm-hmm. I'm channeling JoJo tonight.
Where's your bow?
Oh, you need a bow.
I know.
JoJo with the bow.
I thought about it.
But before we get started on this recap, we have so much to talk about. I just want to say again, thank you guys for being with us for all of season 5 through the last 8 months. We really appreciate you being fans of the show, being fans of us. Please continue to subscribe to our channel. If you're out there listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, please give us a thumbs up. You know that we love your comments, and it would really help us out if you would actually rate our show and give us a comment. If you want to leave some positive comments, that would be great. If you don't,
leave them anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Leave them anyway. And you can hashtag with us, tweet along with us at hashtag ABTV Dance Moms.
I just realized Jeff and I missed the pink memo, apparently.
We did.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right, yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling blue in my shirt.
Yeah. I'm feeling very purple, apparently.
You are blue.
I am excited for our guest tonight, Jeff. So this is a perfect night for you to join us, recapping the reunion show. So let's kick it off. And
well, he hosted the reunion show.
Yeah. Well, I know, but this is like our kind of reunion show, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Do you know that's the hardest thing I do in my life?
Is it?
Hosting that reunion show.
I was going to ask you.
It's the hardest thing I do in my life.
Do you feel like a punching bag? Like a lot of the time with the moms like coming up to you like complaining and this and that?
I don't feel like a punching bag. I'm so self-conscious about being on TV because I'm not a natural born... I'd never set out to be on TV. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a producer, I'm the owner of the company. And just by default, I ended up hosting the first reunion show. So you guys do this, and it was something I had to learn how to do.
Yeah.
I bet you're the only one that could actually, like, step into those shoes and, like, tame these women, you know.
Oh, I don't know that I can tame anybody. I mean, Tony's been there. He knows. There's no taming going on.
No, those moms are very interesting.
Right. No one gets tamed.
Yeah.
Me, maybe.
But you always hold yourself together, and you always remain calm, cool, and collected, which, and this reunion, there's like so much going on because I mean, I was in the wings. I was
you were there?
Yeah.
You didn't tell us then.
Well, I was waiting to tell you now.
He stopped.
He
stopped.
We wanted to go.
The story thickens.
Well, like I was only supposed to be there just for a little bit, but then as everything started playing out, I couldn't leave. I couldn't tear away. Like, suddenly I felt like I needed popcorn and just, like, sit there and go, oh, my gosh, what is all this that's happening?
Yeah. Oh, we have two insiders here.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, you said that it's really difficult for you to be moderating these reunions. Who gave you the most trouble at this reunion?
I mean, look, I don't know that it's anyone that gives me trouble. I would say that, just not dissimilar to being on the show, that Abby is... you know, a big personality, and she is the one who can come after me the most. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the fact that we have a very interesting relationship. You know, Abby wants to be in control, and she's used to being in control, and there's no way that I can give her complete control of the show because, it's the network show, and we're all trying to work sort of collaboratively together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when things go wrong, I think sometimes that she points at me... particularly, and thinks that it's my fault, or it's because there's a huge staff of people that work on Dance Moms. Like, I'm not aware of all of the daily, things that happen on the show because it's filmed on the road. I'm not in the field. I don't know, but sometimes she can take it and. It's my fault, and you should have known, and you should have fixed that. And I understand that. I would probably do the same thing if I were in her position. But look, she's the greatest TV talent I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. I have tremendous respect for her. And, I'm thrilled to be in business with her at the end of the day. She's great TV. She's great to watch.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
How about those signs, though?
Those signs. Do you have any idea what that was? What they meant? I don't know that
you
that was.
Don't know?
I don't know that that played out the way it was supposed to play out. But
there were a lot of them though.
There were a lot of signs.
Are you talking about the signs she was holding?
She's holding up signs, pointing at me, pointing at them. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that the execution of that dance worked.
Well, it seemed like this reunion almost didn't happen. Due to Abby?
Fixed.
This is what she...
Can you give us the behind the scenes of what went down with her? Her trying to shut it down?
Well, look, they went to... They were, at Nationals just, a couple weeks previous to the show airing, and they were very upset with the way... The fact that they, they weren't victorious.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very upset with the way the competition was run. Mm-hmm. And they, in their minds, felt like it was fixed. So, she was sort of guns blazing and didn't want to come to the reunion show because I think they felt a little bad, maybe, in hindsight, about walking out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think that there was some buyer's remorse there for her and the other moms who did walk out. That's just my presumption.
Mm-hmm.
So when the other moms decided to come, then she showed up.
Mm-hmm. She kind of showed up
as Nationals goes and it being fixed. She feels that it was production that was fixing it. That's her claim.
I don't know that she feels that it was production that was fixing it, but that's what she said.
Okay.
We'd gone to this competition many times before.
Oh,
and the thing about it was like admittedly, the guy who was the host, who was the award ceremony, was a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
it was.
We, the guy was very confused, and he was nervous, and he was not, not. He was not in his comfort zone having cameras pointed at him and being knowing that he was on a television show. So he got very confused, and so I think they felt that because there was a lot of confusion about awards being handed out to somebody who wasn't in a dance, that that somehow there was something going on behind the scenes, you know, and so naturally the finger always gets pointed at the producers. It's the producer's fault because we didn't win. Well, we've never fixed a competition. We don't do that. The show would be over if we did that.
Yeah.
We've never
yeah.
ever done anything like that.
Now,
ever, ever.
Is that part of the reason you then had her friend Frank on, who actually organized the Nationals? Was that part of the reason you brought him on the finale?
I mean, not only that was because, you know, I didn't feel comfortable that we were going forward with a show where they were going to basically say that this guy was a cheat and a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to besmirch somebody's reputation and damage this man's business. I don't know Frank. I have no idea who Frank is.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, let's give this guy, you know, the producers at the time said, like, let's get this guy's point of view. So that's why they asked him to come back and tell his side of it. You know, to go, what happened? What, you know, why was this a mess? So you saw.
Yeah. It was good that they replayed that extra footage at the reunion so everybody could see that she was friends with him before, and then after the loss, like, clearly she was being a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So.
A little bit. Well, I mean, if...
Your word's not mine. Abby, she said it, I didn't say it.
Well, if Frank ever needs hosts, I know of... 3-4 people who will be glad to make sure that the awards are
I think he might need some help in that department.
Conducting
award ceremony.
Yes. Yeah. Well, after you kind of rehashed the Nationals thing, then the topic of where's Kathy comes up. And I found it, like, interesting that you asked, like, where Kathy was, but then you didn't do anything with the question, and then it just went, like, right to Jeanette, and I just was, like, left wanting... I mean, is Kathy in Abby's basement? Is she in, like, a Moroccan prison somewhere? Like, where is Kathy? Like, we never got those answers, and then all of a sudden Jeanette was there. So.
We have a running bet about if Kathy will be back on the show. Do you guys remember doing that?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Do you think Kathy will come back?
I for some reason think Kathy, once everything kind of moved to LA, I thought she was just kind of like, I'm good. Like, I don't think she wanted to progress with the show anymore. That's just my take on it. And I'm starting to feel
that,
like,
she does not want to come to LA.
Yeah. And I'm starting to feel like Jeanette is vying for that spot of, like, kind of being the rival like Kathy was.
Mm-hmm.
Between her and Aaron, like, they're both trying to gun for that rival spot. So,
well, it just occurred to me that Kathy may be gearing up to be the Abby Lee Miller of season 6 of Dance Moms. Maybe that's where she is.
Where is Pittsburgh?
Where is Kathy?
Oh, I see.
Can you tell us?
Here's what I can tell you about Kathy. Kathy has a very happy, wonderful, fulfilling personal life. She's happily married. She loves her life. She loves being a mom. She has a beautiful home. She likes where she lives. The hardest thing for me or us to do is to get Kathy to get on a plane and leave that life because she's a very happy person.
Yeah,
she is. She loves her life. So to get her and she loves teaching. She loves her studio. So for us to, you know, get her away from, like, look, when they're competing in Pittsburgh and they cross paths naturally and they cross paths in other parts of the country nationally, that's part of what's part of Kathy's other, you know, her business and what's organically going on with her.
Yeah,
but when that's not what's organically going on with her, it's not easy to sort of entice her away from that. She's like, no, I've got this going on, or I'm concentrating on new students, or I'm concentrating on some other part of my life. So Kathy's own woman. Kathy does what Kathy wants to do.
That's really
I just want
she
more.
Does, she's her own person. Yeah.
That's a totally different perspective than I would have thought.
She's very much in charge of what she wants to do and when she wants to do it, and if she wants to do it, and it's either yes or no.
She's a home person.
Yeah.
She is. And, you know, outside of her studio and outside of, you know, competing and going to competitions, she's very happy personally.
Yeah. I think she's going to be back.
I can tell you a secret.
secret. Love her. She's
I can
so
tell you
feisty.
A secret.
We love
I have
secrets.
A secret. You want a secret?
Yes. Yes. It's just okay. us here, Jeff. No biggie.
Okay, so Kathy has a collection, a really interesting collection. She collects rabbits.
She collects rabbits?
Yeah, like you know, bunny rabbits, stuffed rabbits.
Stuffed
yeah.
rabbits?
Yeah, she has like, and so I've sent, one time as a gift, I sent her these beautiful, like, artistic rabbits.
Oh, wow.
Has,
oh
that, gosh.
Has that ever been woven into the show?
No, mm-hmm. no, it's her own, it's her thing. She loves bunny rabbits.
And that's
I'm not
why...
really sure why, but she collects, you know how people collect yeah. little yeah.
huge
statues
yeah.
and things. And,
everyone has their own little tchotchke.
Yeah.
That's her tchotchke. Yeah. She loves, yeah. she has an affinity for rabbits. Yeah. Something about rabbits.
Tony, what do you collect?
Huh?
What do you collect?
Nothing really.
And that's why you guys keep tuning in week after week to our recaps to get juicy details like the fact that Kathy loves rabbits.
I mean,
you wouldn't catch that anywhere else.
Not real ones.
Yeah. Just stuffed ones.
Ornate ones. Beautiful ones.
I can tell you what I do like are the shots of Vivi eating like throughout like the seasons. Like every shot that Vivi was ever in.
Isn't Vivi magic?
Eating.
She
just kind of sat there, she listened to Kathy, and she ate. And I'm like, this is the perfect job for her and for me. Like, I kind of want to be her friend.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
You would like to sit with her and eat ice cream, too.
Yeah.
Vivi seems like lizard. Nothing if she's, like, above
nothing
it all.
Phases
she's
her.
Floating way up
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
She's taking it all in and going, I'm not participating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah. She's like, give my ice cream, and you can say whatever you want. Once this runs out, we're done.
So, speaking of magic, Jeanette kind of just comes in. You invite her in, and then as quickly as you invited her in, you excuse her, yeah. and she leaves. Like
I was
she
fine
was,
with that.
Mm-hmm. She was. I just. I mean, did she really have somewhere to go? Or
yeah. Don't tell us that Jeanette is happy without the cameras. That one we're definitely not going to buy.
Look, we like Jeanette. You know, I think Jeanette's a great
character. Jeanette likes y'all.
We like Jeanette. Like Jeanette likes us. And
she was pretty emotional.
She gets yep. emotional. She's very passionate about you know her role and.
So do you like that? I would imagine that you like that as the producer, like.
Yeah. I do, of course, yeah. And the producers really like Jeanette, too. And, you know, her daughter's a beautiful dancer, and
she
so
is.
That's
yeah.
never a bad thing. And she's a great teacher, and so, you know.
Should we expect to see her and Ava in season 6?
I don't think you could not expect that. I can't imagine that they would not be part of season 6, yeah. If they want to keep coming back, like, we're there to play. Yeah.
I just hope that in season 6, that all of their dances do not pertain to what Abby said to Ava about, like, that she looks like a praying mantis and that Chloe's ears are pointed. Like, I hope we're past that in season 6.
I really like Jeanette myself, but I guess, like, as a mom myself, I just know where she's coming
that's the
from.
Praying mantis.
But it just, it does, the story that she keeps saying, like, does get a little, like, with Abby's target, we're going to, the target on her back, like, that praying mantis, you know, it's like, we just heard enough.
Her company, they all dance amazingly. Like, they,
Abby?
No. Well, yes, they do too, but Jeanette's company, they all are very talented and very amazing dancers, and some of the dances that they come up with have been really good and really, like, can push the ALDC. I just hate that it always has something to do with Abby and what she said and
well, look,
all that.
Abby's issue with dancers and with other with choreography and competition is that Abby is a dance teacher. She's a dance professional. She's a dance educator is what she calls herself. So she's old school, hardcore technique. So you can be you know, wild and fabulous, but if the technique is not there, you could be the one that comes out and woos the audience with some, you know, Lady Gaga-esque fabulous performance. But if the technique is not there, Abby's not going to buy the glitz and the glamour and the bows or any of that kind of stuff. She's looking at technique. She's old school. She teaches the language of dance.
Yes.
She expects dancers of that age who are competing to know the technique, to have the right body, the right feet, the right hands, the right arms. I mean, Abby can hold her own with anybody in the dance world. She can, and people give her that respect that she is a dance professional, a dance instructor, a dance teacher.
I don't think any of us
dance educator, I should say.
Are surprised by that. I mean, I think we share respect for Abby as a teacher.
Certainly.
There are these comments, though, specifically when she takes it so far that she really kind of insults the children, like the ear comment last season, or the praying mantis. I think it was Ava's arms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is what she's talking about. And even what she said to JoJo about her dad not maybe making enough money. Like, do you feel like there's times when she just goes too far?
Look, I would leave that up to the viewers to decide, and I would certainly, I am not the one to monitor Abby's behavior. I can tell you that she has a very successful track record. I can tell you that when I was coming up in show business, because I was a performer before I was a producer, that that her style of teaching and her style of getting what she wants out of a student is not something that's new. It's mild compared to what I saw, you know, when I was there. She, I've heard her say before that, you know, sometimes when you give a young person a correction, they get it the first time. And then you give it, they don't, if they don't get it the first time, the second time, or the third time, I'm going to do something to get their attention.
Yeah.
So I think that I think that in watching her and listening to her over the years, that is her method, that she's going to get through to you, Tony. And if you don't hear her the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, she will eventually do something to get your attention.
Yeah.
And you will get the correction. You will hear, because, you know, with kids, I mean, especially in today's world, where they're being so coddled by their parents, and everything that's happening to them is being fixed. And we've grown up with this generation of millennials, and that didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think that old school of, because I said so, do it because I said so, and listen to me, I'm trying to teach you something.
Yeah.
Look, there is a method to what she does, and she has a very successful track record for somebody who's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
This is true. We've actually got a lot of static, this being on this panel. Like, we've actually, well, myself in particular, I've been called a child abuser myself.
I've been called many a name.
By
the fans.
Yeah. I'm afraid to look at Twitter. I'm like, the things that I personally am responsible for, I don't
Yeah. Yeah.
And as a reality TV producer, you're looking for that kind of a reaction from the audience, right?
I'm not looking for that kind of reaction from anyone. But does it get people to watch the show? Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not a parent, so I don't, you know, I don't know what you face, or I've never raised a child, so I'm not part of that world. I don't understand that emotion that comes. I do understand the emotion. I don't understand the judgment that comes from that sometimes.
Yeah. But what do you do, like, from, like, the business point of view when the judgments and the allegation go so far as to, like, claim the child abuse, like Abby had, you know, child abuse allegations? Like, what do you think? Do you think that
I can answer that if you want.
Is that okay? Okay.
Look, I think that people throw wild accusations about she. In no way is that
true.
The truth. That's not. Okay. That's just, you know, people trying to get her attention. Ridiculous. It's completely ridiculous.
All right. I wanted the fans to hear
that from
you.
No, it's completely ridiculous. Yeah. Like, no, of course not. No.
I compare Abby to like a football coach.
Exactly. I've always said that it's sexist. I said that if you know that it's completely sexist.
Yeah.
The kind of negative, let's call it vitriol for some of the fans that are really negative that's pointed at Abby is completely sexist. Go onto any football field. I'm talking about the little guys, the Pee Wee guys, and watch any football coach in any town in this country, and you will see things that are 10 times tougher than what Abby instructs in that dance studio, and 10 times more personal.
It's like,
and somehow when it's coming from a man and you're trying to get a boy's attention, it's perfectly culturally acceptable. But you let a woman do it with girls, and somehow it's awful, it's terrible, it's wrong. It's completely and utterly sexist.
Yeah.
That's such a good point.
I got yelled at when I played Little League Baseball.
We're going to use that.
Did you get yelled at in baseball?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah, I played football. We were screamed at and yelled at and told we were stupid. We were losers. We were, you know, I mean, come on. Yeah.
I mean, granted, like, I
was at the time.
I just remember I was playing Little League Baseball, and I got a walk. And so I figured you walk to the base.
Right.
And the coach, like, yelled at me to, like, start running. I didn't run. I skipped. I was like, it's a walk. Like, you're supposed to walk. Like, I'm taking my time.
No one skips in baseball. Yeah. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. No. But I figured it was a lighter walk.
That's kind of like jump roping.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
No. That's cute.
That's why I don't play baseball anymore.
I just have one more question on this, only because I heard it so much from our viewers. But, for instance, when Chloe and Christy, like, really wanted to leave, and Chloe was getting a lot of mistreatment from Abby, and people were, you know, on the comments and saying that there was some sort of contract that she couldn't get out of. Is that indeed true? Like, could she have gotten out of that contract, or is there something written that she did, in fact, have to stay and finish?
Well, look, everybody who signs onto a television show signs a contract.
Yeah.
You do, you know, and you can't just come and go whenever you choose. So that's always a big deal mm-hmm. when someone wants to leave. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they were under contract. But at the end of the day, they're children. And Christy stayed for the length of time that she felt was appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one forces anyone to do anything. Like,
this is true. And there you have it.
Well, Abby was... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Abby wasn't the only one getting a lot of flack at the reunion. It kind of took a turn, and the attention was put on Holly after that. And Jill sort of called her out.
Holly came out during this reunion.
Yes. Mm.
Holly went away, PhD. Holly from Brooklyn.
Holly with the hair up.
Yeah.
The hair looked good, though.
Yeah.
So Jill kind of called her out and said that she's gotten very L.A. Do you feel that Holly has changed the way that she parents Nia and her role in the show?
Yes, I think her role in the show has changed. I think that she's much more outspoken, and I mm-hmm. think she's much more an advocate of her daughter than she ever was before. Do I think that she's become L.A.? No. I think Holly is a very, 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 very smart woman, mm-hmm. and I think because when she got to L.A., she very quickly understood what the L.A. game was all about, mm-hmm. and she understood how to use the celebrity that she has to access the talent and the resources, the choreographers and the producers, to really help Nia. And so I think that's a very smart thing. So if that happens to be L.A., then good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does their contract require you guys to have a say in the things they do outside?
It doesn't require... Yes, it does. It requires them to have, for us to have a say in anything that they would do that might be televised or put on the internet. Because not so much us, meaning me, but the network. Because, you know, these are young people, and we wouldn't want them to be doing or being associated with someone that... might portray them in a light that could be very negative. So yeah, we're involved. We have a say in that. Yeah.
Especially
if it's covered by the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a perfect lead up to then premiering Slay on the show.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. I mean, do you notice how that drama kind of led up? It was like Holly's very business savvy. We've had her on the show, by the way.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, here's her new video.
Yes.
That was fun.
Speaking of the video, Holly's buttons were really pushed by Jill because when Nia was needing to rehearse for things like Slay, she would, you know, Nia would do her homework at night, and Holly did not like that whatsoever. So that was, I just saw kind of Jill's claws come out as well. Do you think Jill's changed at all? Do you think she's...
Well, let's talk about Holly for a second. The number, I mean, and look, they figured this out. Holly is in most cases unflappable, but the one thing that will rile her up is that if you in any way accuse her of not putting Nia's education at the top of the list, because I mean, Holly's a PhD, you know, she is an educator, she's a part of the school board, you know, a principal. I mean, that's the number one thing to accuse her of that's going to get her.
That would make her look very bad.
It's going to ruffle her. It's just a personal thing. It's like it cuts to the core of who she is.
And Jill knows that, I'm guessing?
What do you think?
I think so. I think
they all know each other really well. Yeah. When you spend that much time together, you know how to push each other's buttons.
Yeah. It's like, but see, I didn't feel like Jill was saying that Nia wasn't getting school. She just said that I guess school was scheduled for mornings sometimes, and if she missed that, then she would do it later that day.
Well, I think the implication, if I remember correctly, I think the implication was that it had taken a back seat to the pursuit of Hollywood.
But that wasn't true because she had been doing them in the afternoon. And then it was brought up that Holly and Nia had been late. Is that true? Like,
another thing that would make her upset. Holly is on off camera who she is on camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you say that about all of the moms?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have a very good relationship with all of them. Yeah. I actually like them all.
Yeah.
Really, really like them all. Individually, I love hanging out with them all. I love hanging out with Abby. I love to go to dinner with her. I love all of them individually. It's when you put them all together.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's it like to go to dinner with Abby?
She's fun. Abby's fun. Abby has a great life. She always has great stories, and she's lively, and you know, she's busy. She sees every Broadway show. She knows, you know, a ton about, you know, what's going on out there. And, you know, she's a celebrity now, and she goes to, like, a lot of Hollywood events. So she's always good for, like, some great stories.
Yeah, definitely.
You just have drinks and sit back and let her take over. Like, she's a great storyteller. She knows everybody. She's out and about. Mm-hmm. And she loves Broadway. I mean, she doesn't miss anything.
No.
Wow. Mm. Awesome.
Do you think Jill, and I love Jill. We love all the moms. We've met them and talked to them and everything. But do you think that Jill is a little bit jealous of what Holly's been able to do for Nia's career?
It would appear so. I mean, I don't know that that's true. I've never really asked her that, but yeah. I don't know if jealous is the right word.
Yeah.
Look, I think that they're all very competitive, you know, moms, as you probably will be or you are with your child. They all want the best opportunities, and they all think that their kids are the most talented, and they are incredibly talented kids. Mm-hmm. You know, but to that point, like, Kendall's music video did very, very well.
Yeah. Very well. Yeah.
Very, very well. Mm-hmm. They all did very, very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, about L.A., like, one of the things that they brought up during the reunion was, again, classes and how the girls weren't able to take many classes. And I said... a few episodes back that I think when you take them out of Pittsburgh, which is what they've normally been doing in their normal routine, and you put them in LA where they're doing the show and they're auditioning and they're booking other things and things like that, that their normal routine is a little, you know, jarred. So I think maybe they didn't have as much time for classes and things like that.
I mean, come on, the distraction of being here.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. You know, and Abby had... a lot on her plate this season. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's talk about her dance studio.
Yes.
Yeah. She's opened the ALDC LA in West LA, which you can easily find if you look it up on the internet. It's a big, beautiful, spectacular dance studio that we're going to be shooting in. You know, that's a big undertaking. Anytime you're taking a building that was not designed to be a dance studio and building it from bottom up, and she did it. It's beautiful. It's open. She's there. Take your kids and sign them up for class, and she'll turn them into stars because that's what she does. And it's gorgeous, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful store there where she sells all of her merchandise and, you know, dance clothes. And if you want to buy a gift for someone, I mean, it's a great place. But that was a really big undertaking for her to do that.
So it sounds like season 6 will definitely take place at ALDC LA.
Yes.
So the fact that Abby has implied that she may not be a part of the show, but you know that you're shooting at the studio, does that mean that the production company or the network have an ownership in her studio?
No, that's her studio.
Yeah. While we're talking about season 6, thank you, because I have so many questions. We were all at the opening of ALDC LA, by the way.
Fabulous.
Oh, you are. Yes. It's beautiful,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Really, it's
fun. Yeah.
And she was there, and she was happy, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
She did let us all know, though, that there were certain things that weren't quite done. Yes. They weren't quite finished. Yes. The pipes in the ceiling. You know,
it was almost the perfectionist. Almost done. Yeah. She is the perfectionist.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
For the upcoming season 6, we have seen a lot of speculation, and we get tweets from fans wondering if all the girls will return. And there is actually, I think we have an image right now, you guys, of on the Dance Moms Twitter feed, there's a posting for auditions.
Mm.
So, does this mean there might be an opening on the ALDC squad?
Look, we never know who's going to be on the show until the day we start shooting.
Okay.
This is what we do all the time. We are always, always, always looking for new dancers. You know, some of the girls are getting, becoming teenagers. Obviously, you guys are aware that Maddie's becoming a big star.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our job, is to constantly be out there looking. It doesn't mean that we're replacing anybody. It doesn't mean anything. It means that that's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we are a show that does shows about young girls and boys, if we had one, who are, competitive dancers. And that's our job to look. And, you know, and Abby's always looking. Always looking.
Any chance that someone would get a spinoff a la Asia Monet Ray?
I don't, you know, not to my knowledge, but I wouldn't turn that down if that happened.
Who would you like to see get a spinoff? I would like to see Kendall and Jill get a spinoff.
Kendall and Jill?
Yeah.
How about you, Tony?
I don't know. I I would actually like to see where Maddie goes. Because I think that since she's doing more outside of, like, Dance Moms, I think it'll be interesting to follow her and how she progresses.
How about that relationship with Sia?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff.
And all those videos that have that she's done, that artistically, they've been really, really good. Really good. Like, she's just... Maddie is just, like, went from 0 to 60, like, throughout her time on Dance Moms.
She has.
Yeah, so it's good.
She's an amazing... Well, they're all amazing, but she's they are. Particular.
Yeah.
I would like to see a show for Holly and Nia, so...
Oh, my goodness, there's three spinoffs. Lifetime, okay, wait, you
gave me an unlikely idea, though. How about a spinoff just on Mackenzie, and it's like growing up Maddie's sister? And it just spoke because...
Hey, it worked for Jessica Simpson's little sister.
Yes.
She had a reality show.
We're also interested in what it's got to be like to be her.
Mackenzie?
And You're always looking up. I mean, not that she's not becooming her own, but...
No, you guys noticed how funny she is?
Like,
She's quick.
Yeah. She is quick.
She can hold her own.
Yeah. She definitely could.
She's quick.
I think she'll give She'll give Maddie a run for her money one day.
Yeah.
She'll be her own.
She will be her brand.
What do you think her if Maddie is like you know, technique queen of the universe, what do you think Mackenzie's best skill might be as a performer?
Look, I'm not really qualified to talk about their dance ability, but the one thing that I noticed about Mackenzie from day one, and I've always said, as I've looked at her and I've gone, that kid's going to be an actress.
Like,
yeah.
I just feel like she...
just has it in her.
There's just something funny about her. You can just see her, in my eyes, I look at her and I think, you know, she could grow up to be like a Jennifer Aniston type.
Yeah. She's
like
a cutie.
A comedy, sort of romantic comedy kind of gal, like funny and quirky and she's really pretty and she's really growing into her body really well.
Yeah, she
I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. Well, I kind of love that. Can you give us your projected future for each of the girls?
Look, I don't know. I think that they will all pursue careers in show business. Mm-hmm. I do. The one thing that I've always said about them is that I think that these kids, these girls in particular, are going to be incredibly successful at whatever it is that they do. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that they have dealt with, they have an incredible work ethic. They understand conflict resolution. There's nothing that rattles them in any way. And, you know, I think that they have been exposed to a business world and a professional world. And, they understand hard work and travel and working hard. And they get all of those things. And you guys know how hard it is to become successful, to do what you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be a go-getter. You got to be hungry.
All the time.
You know? And those girls, when they go out into the world, like, they're going to go, whatever it is that they set their mind to do, they'll get it.
Yeah.
They will. They'll be incredibly successful.
I love that.
Because all the things that they've learned from this experience. I mean, they've been on television for years now.
Mm-hmm. What a breath of fresh air you are.
All the places they've been, all the things they've done, all the things that they've been exposed to. I mean, come on. You guys ever have a boss that yelled at you when you were 20 or 21 or 22 or whatever?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In a work environment that sucked when you were young, right?
Yes.
And you think if that happens to one of these girls, they're going to be like, I got this. Like,
Retail sucks.
Right? Yes. I've had jobs in retail.
Me too.
Retail sucks.
Waiting tables.
Being a waiter is even worse.
I did half my life.
I told myself when I started working, I was like, I would do nothing in the food industry.
Yeah.
So I avoided it at all costs.
The worst.
Mm, yeah. That was a good plan.
I couldn't do that.
We know what's in the future for Kalani, and that is a new stepdad.
Yeah.
And we saw a really beautiful... This was a great moment,
I think
it was. And I think it was kind of needed amongst all the drama.
Yeah, yes. and a baby... I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, but they did also mention that there was a proposal that was supposed to go down in Australia when they were all there. Can you tell us what happened at that time?
I wasn't there. I don't know. I wasn't in Australia.
Okay.
So I didn't...
Tony was.
I didn't know about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Were you in Australia?
Yeah.
So what happened?
I think
Are you stalking us?
No, no. Well, for the record, I was asked to come to Australia. So that way it doesn't look like I'm like, Collins Avenue, where are you? No, I think that it was a possibility for it to happen in Australia, but I don't think it did. But, I mean, I think to wait until the reunion, I think that it turned out to be a beautiful moment.
Well, and I think he wanted to do it at the right time. And, and he wanted to do it in public, and he wanted to do it on television. And I think he felt that the reunion show was a better choice to do that.
And so he was so nervous.
We offered him that opportunity, and there you go.
It was more glamorous.
Yeah.
Do you know the guy? Together.
I've never met him. That was the first time I've ever met him.
Okay.
I don't know him.
David was
they all seem to like him a lot.
Yeah. David's a cool guy. He was like my road dog, my sidekick in Australia.
Yeah, that's the first time I'd ever met him. Was on camera. Yeah.
Good. We've actually chatted about how conservative Abby is, and in that respect, with thinking Kira needed to get married, and she said that Kalani is at like such an impressionable age, and she should get married. Do you see that in her? Were you surprised at that like aspect of her personality?
Was I? No.
No.
No. No. Abby is very conservative in many respects.
Okay. Mm.
You know, she's old school. She's Pittsburgh. I mean, in a lot of respects, she's not conservative at all. But I think anytime that it comes to the way young girls are influenced or the impression, I think that sort of educator in her and that sort of motherly side of her and the protecting young girls. And I think that the way she expressed herself was in keeping with how she really feels, is that she, she's like, look, Kalani's a young, impressionable young girl. And in Abby's mind, that if you're going to have a baby with someone that you're in love with, why not get married? Like, why not? What would be standing in your way? Like, that's a completely different set of circumstances than someone, having a child who is no longer in the relationship with the person that is going to be their father. But I think Abby's point was the two of you are in love. You've been together for a long time. What would stand in your way to say to this little girl, we are committing to each other and we're going to get married? Yeah. And I get that.
Yeah, I get it too.
So, speaking of relationships and ladies, there was a point this last season where there was some speculation that Abby Lee Miller might have a boyfriend.
Well, now, she herself told Candace that. That's where that's coming from. It wasn't in the season. That was Candace's little exclusive tidbitty.
Yes.
Awesome.
I interviewed Abby at the opening, and I said, do you have a boyfriend? And she said, yes, she has a boyfriend. She wouldn't admit it. But she said that they were not a good match because he was, not a good match for her because he was irresponsible, but he was hot, so she was going to date him.
Well, who can turn that down? Who can turn that down? You know what? I've only heard what you've heard, and I haven't heard it from Abby herself. Like, I don't know this person. I've never met or seen this person. But, look, I think she's a catch. Like, she's out there on the market. She looks great. She's lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. She's, very successful.
She's a lot to handle, though, so be prepared for that.
Be prepared, yeah.
Be prepared.
Don't disagree.
Yeah.
She likes to do things her way.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that weight loss?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She does look great.
She looks awesome.
She looks amazing.
Now, do you remember the reports in the media about the weight loss?
Well, she says that it was just because she got sick when she was in Australia.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of been
But she does
accepted
look good.
That
and
that's
we were all hoping for it was also, a healthy thing. So do you have any sense of...
I do. I think it is a healthy thing. I think that the sort of California lifestyle and, just making different choices about food and being around people who are very food conscious, the crew and the staff and, the way we feed people. I think that, when you come from a place like Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, where it's like cheesesteaks and, like that kind of food that they say that is part of the normal staple of what you eat there. And then you come to the west side of LA and everyone's eating a kale salad with grilled chicken on it, and you kind of fall, you fall into that lifestyle. I mean, of course it would change.
Everybody's hot and skinny here,
hot and skinny here. And I mean, come on, the woman works she's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She works all the time. She's always busy.
So we know that she's very successful and very entertaining and has a lot going for her, but do you think that she's really happy, like, in her personal life, like, inside, like, a happy, jovial person? because she has been through so much with losing her mom, and she doesn't have any children of her own. Like, what's your take on that?
You know, I don't know her that well. I mean, look, we're business partners, and she does a show that my company produces, so I wouldn't speculate about that. Mm-hmm. I would say that she's happy with, you know, seemingly to me, that she's happy with her career, and she's happy with, you know, her move to L.A., mm-hmm. and she seems to be, you know, happy with the fact that she's a celebrity now. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think those are all very positive things. I think she has a lot of challenges, just like all of us, especially because she's doing so many things at yeah. the same time. Yeah. And, you know, running a business in Pittsburgh and one in L.A., she's a very, very busy person.
Well, one thing that she has expressed unhappiness about, she's mentioned this in a few interviews, she has made a claim that the production company or the network, that someone owes her a lot of money for season 5. Is that something that you can answer to?
I have no idea. Like, look, any time that, you know, we or the network owe anybody money, we pay it, because those are contractual issues.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. You know, something else happened around that same time when that went down, in that episode where she did the interview where she said, "I walked out and they owe me money." And
yeah.
And we were talking about it before the show tonight. That's when she walked into the room in her bra.
Yes. Yes. Were you as shocked as we were when that happened, Jeff?
I didn't really know about it until
what?
I saw it.
How did that
it.
Go down?
Well, they told me in a, you know, that it was in, that they were going to submit it, you know, to the network, and that we wanted to air it. And I said, well, Why was she in her bra? I don't understand why she was in her bra. And they said, well, because she didn't want us to film that part of it. So she admitted that later, that she said in the interview that she did that because she said, well, they can't air this. And the producers are like, well, this is part of the story. We have to continue with the story.
Oh, my
so we're
gosh.
Gonna keep
I bet she was so
mad. There she was.
Do you know why she was asked to leave that day?
I don't. I wasn't there. I know that we, you know, what we do with the showrunner who's in charge is we just feel like that any time anybody gets really, really upset or that things begin to go in a direction that's, you know, over the limit, that we just try to, you know, empower that person to sort of calm it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet you've had to do that a few times.
No. I mean, look, we would do it for, you know, for anybody on this set, because that's, you know, the sort of the place that we try to draw to make sure that everybody, you know, stays within their comfort zone. So I don't really know what the issue was that day. I don't really know what it was.
Yeah. You don't sit and watch all the raw tapes just out of curiosity.
I can't watch the hundreds of hours of raw tapes.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was a simple misunderstanding that got worked out.
Yeah.
Well, the end of the reunion show was dealing with Melissa and kind of Maddie versus Mackenzie, and everybody was kind of beating down on Melissa because she didn't stick up for her own daughter. And I'm still wondering, like, why she wouldn't. I mean, I would think that you, as a mom, you would just lie. I don't know if you really didn't think that, mm-hmm. you know, Mackenzie should have won. Do you see that, like, unsupportive, like, type of mom from her? I don't see that myself, but no. But with this comment, it just kind of threw us for a loop.
No, I don't see that from her at all.
I know everything's about her kids. I just, that one comment, I can't imagine saying.
See, I thought she was just being honest. Like, she looked at both performances and she said, you know, I love both of my daughters to death, but I just feel like in these performances, I feel like Maddie, you know, was stronger, and I don't think, you know.
And I feel like I do too. I agree with that. I think that she was just looking at it strictly as
from
as
the
a,
performance stance.
From the performance standpoint.
And it's no.
And the difficulty of the number.
Yeah. And it's not saying that she loves Maddie more than Mackenzie. I think she's just looking at it from that point of view. Right. But mm-hmm. everyone makes it seem like, oh, you're so unsupportive of Mackenzie. She was very happy for Mackenzie's win. But when posed with the question of, do you really think Mackenzie deserves a win, was she just going to lie to these women that she obviously know, have a bond with? No. I mean, you know, they all talk together. They have
they
a
live together.
With each
my
other,
God. Yeah. You know, come on. At the end of the day, they're all fantastic moms.
Yeah. Like,
they're really great, very engaged mothers. Yeah. And they're, I mean, come on. Anybody would do anything to have a mom who was like, can you imagine that life of being on a television show and being with your mom
24/7.
On a TV show 24/7, you know, for months at a time? It's got to be really hard.
Yeah. Well, speaking of moms, do you keep in touch with Kelly or Christy?
I don't.
Okay.
Aww. So no chance for those spinoffs.
Where are they? Where are they now?
Yeah. Once they go, out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Well, one of the things that...
I would, though, if they wanted to talk to me, I would absolutely talk to you.
Oh, well, you heard it here, Kelly and Christy. If you're out there watching for whatever reason, you know, Jeff will talk to you. Yeah, but you may have to schedule an appointment, though.
Yeah. Well, we're putting his Twitter handle up, so they can tweet him.
You can tweet me.
And
do you have a Twitter
The
handle?
Good and the yes. bad. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Good stuff.
Well, one thing we haven't mentioned yet are the performances that were featured on the reunion.
Exactly. Yeah. The comic, the relief, like, thank goodness. Yeah, yeah. It was like
the break from all the drama. What were your favorite performances? Because I have mine.
Okay.
I want to hear what you guys enjoyed.
You know, when they first aired it, the fence number, what's it called? Don't Fence Me In. Yeah. I remember I wasn't like so much of a fan, but this time, since I knew what to expect with like the slower type music, I really liked it.
Yeah. Mm.
So I really liked it. I thought Kendall rocked her solo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I did like that one.
Yeah, that was hot. And she was getting that type
literally.
Of cool. Yeah, she was getting that type of choreography that I'm always like looking for her to get with the more length and more traveling like across the stage, and she was like really into her character, and I really like that.
What about you, JJ?
I was excited for Slay. I think there was like a lot of build up
to
the video premiere. Yeah. And I really liked it. It was interesting. I really liked the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the song the most. I liked the video too, but I felt like I wanted the camera just to stop on Nia a little bit more so I could just watch her perform.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just straight out. But it's really upbeat and really fun.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
I think we need to kind of showcase Slay more so too, since it was her, you know, music premiere as well.
Yeah.
So we can open that up.
Yeah.
Well, I think the fans would rather hear from Jeff, so I'm going to ask Jeff what his favorite one was.
Oh, come on. You know I would never answer that question in a million years. They were all my favorites. Equally, I love them all. I love them all.
He's the proud papa.
Yeah, talk about something that would get me in trouble.
Right.
Wow.
Let's not go there.
Your phone will ring right after this.
Oh, right after.
What do you mean you don't like this one?
During.
That's the trouble with being a host, especially of a show like this with all of the listeners, is like our job to be a host is to have an opinion.
Right, have an opinion.
And
critique.
It gets tough because if, you know, we're critiquing somebody and the fans don't like it, then it's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
And they're vocal, the fans.
Yeah, what about you? The lady
needs
to see
them
again.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
I fast forwarded through.
How about just, what was your favorite part of the reunion show? Like,
mine was Panic Room.
Sorry. Okay.
See, as the only guy on this panel, I feel like sometimes I'm not heard, so I have to make sure I interject in.
Yeah,
with all this estrogen.
Yes.
You poor thing.
I know. Poor me. But I liked Panic Room. That was my
favorite. Yeah.
Okay, now on to something else.
Favorite part of the reunion show.
Oh, I was opinion. So shocked that Abby had tried to shut it down before it even started. I love that. Like, you could have made the whole reunion about that and just followed them.
I would have.
Yeah. I would have been, like, engrossed. Yeah.
She walked in and, like, plugged in her cell phone, and she was all casual about, right? Talking to the audience.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of different behavioral changes through this season with Abby. Do you think that's just because of her crazy work schedule that she is pulled in so many different directions, or do you think she does in fact need to slow down a little bit? Or is she okay? Or
I think she's fine. I think she's really busy. I don't see a big difference in her.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She just needs to clean her purse. Remember, guys?
I know. Oh my favorite part of my favorite part of the entire season is, I don't remember which episode it is, when she comes into the studio and she sits down in a chair and she can't find something and she takes her purse.
She
dumps the whole thing onto the floor. And you go, oh my God, what's in there?
And she had a cookie and like
a sandwich or something. It was a cookie. I think it was a cookie. Yeah. That's my favorite thing they've ever had. That's my favorite thing.
Pittsburgh in there.
Yeah, I could watch Abby dig in that purse. Like, sometimes she carries two.
Oh,
Prada.
Yeah.
Of course.
Prada. She's a Prada girl. She loves Prada.
Yes.
If you ever want to buy Abby a present, Prada. Right.
I remember on that episode.
Don't get cheap Prada. Not the fake stuff.
No,
don't get the fake
stuff. Real deal.
That'll get you real trouble real quick. I bought a couple Prada presents myself for her.
When do you guys project starting to film for season 6?
You know, it's coming up. It's right around the corner. I don't know exactly when the date is.
Okay. So is it going to have 32 episodes as well, or you don't know?
I don't know. I can't disclose. It's going to be a big season.
Okay. Well, we will be here for all 1,256 episodes that you produce for season 6.
I think it might stay around for a while. Watch. As long as they want to keep coming back.
What are you going to do? Are you off now, or do you have other projects, or you just breathe a sigh of relief?
No. We're really busy. We have another series that's already in production. What can I talk about? Oh, this one I can because it's actually been announced. It's called Sisters-in-Law for WeTV. That's about a group of five ladies who are lawyers, African-American lawyers, female attorneys in Houston, Texas. And then we have about four other series that are all in pre-production, different places, True, and, you know, there's one at a couple of the networks that we do business with.
Yeah, you guys got a lot going on. People can check that out at CollinsAvenue.com.
Yeah, you go to CollinsAvenue.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need to check do a show with, like, four hosts from AfterBuzz?
We could do that. Yeah. After the Buzz?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we could all clear our calendars, right, guys?
Yeah. And it can follow the lives and the struggle of, like, four really gung-ho hosts and entertainers.
Can you all live together in the same house?
No.
That would be your explosive television, right?
Tony was the first one that said no.
You want some drama?
Well, no. Because you guys are all married.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have a kid.
I have a 2-year-old.
I'm the single one, so, like, I am not about to live in the house. I need my space so I can figure things out.
Right, you think you need your space.
That is the nicest way of putting that I've ever heard. It's classy.
It's the Southerner in me.
You're classy, Tony.
Thank you very much. Yes, he's very I appreciate that.
Well, we need to wrap soon, but before we do, I think we should congratulate Chloe on winning Teen Choice.
That's right.
Congratulations. So it was a huge deal. She made it a great acceptance speech. So congratulations to Chloe.
Good job to Chloe.
Yeah, really took it.
See? Yeah. Good stuff. So anybody else wants to say?
All our girls on the carpet doing their all that.
What's that? The Dance Moms girls.
What are they called? Buck and Day or something?
What is that?
They were all over the internet, all the Dance Moms girls at the Teen Choice Awards, you guys. Right. Yeah.
Can we get that demonstration again, JJ?
Well, I will tweet it to you.
What is that dance move called? Yeah. I don't know that one.
It's like Buck and Day or something.
Well, you guys know that
it's a young people thing.
You always have all the action here. So, Jeff, we wanted to say thank you so much. I know that the viewers are going to love that you came on the show. You gave us some really golden nuggets tonight. Mm-hmm. We are so appreciative that you came in studio. So
my pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to meet you.
And where can they find you, tweet you, if they have any positive comments to give you about the show?
Or negative? Or what did you say? It's TV Jeff LA, right? I'm not actually a big Twitter.
Jeff Collins in TV?
It's Jeff Collins in TV, right. Okay. Jeff Collins in TV.
Well,
right.
It's going to start blowing up in about 5 minutes.
Really? Jeff Collins in TV. Yeah. I will check it tonight.
Good.
I never do, but I will.
And Christy.
Well, I have really appreciated engaging with you all, and you can keep the convo going with me at Christy Reports. And remember to keep checking back at ChristyReports.com for exclusives on your favorite stars.
And, of course, you guys know you can tweet me and follow me at Lounging with Tony on all social media platforms and LoungingWithTony.com. And thank you guys for always sticking with us here. And I know I haven't been sticking with you guys, but I promise I will in the future.
You guys, thank you so much for joining us on the live chat, on Twitter, on Instagram. We have loved joining you for Season 5. Keep tweeting me during the break at J2 Snyder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks again, you guys. We really appreciate you, all you subscribers, all you guys listening on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can check out my YouTube, New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I've got some exclusive interviews there with the Dance Moms girls. And you can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. And we'll see you next season.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.